Shir Hashirim, Aleph, Perek Aleph, Posuk Beis, okay? Yishokeinim in Shikois Pihu, Ki Toivim Doidecho Miyoyin. Yishokeinim, may he kiss me from the kisses of his mouth, because your love and your friendship, Doidim, his friends or loved ones, is better for me than wine.
Wine is a cause of destruction of a lot of
people. Well, let's see how Rashi learns it. Maybe he disagrees with you. We'll see. We'll see. You know, wine used in the right proportion and for the right reasons is maybe something else. Okay. Zehashir Oimeres. Again, Klal Yisrael is saying this year. Oimeres Befiho, with her lips, with her mouth, she's saying it. Bigoluso, in exile. Uva Almanuso, and in her state of being an almona. Now, I'm not sure if he's talking about the moshel, the nimshel. We'll have to assume here he's talking about the moshel. She's saying it. She's actually saying it. This is a shir, and she's exiled from her husband.
What do you say with your hand? What do you also think?
Well, she's not just thinking it. She's saying it out loud. I don't know. That's interesting.
You say shir, you say it with your eyes?
What? Well, you can think it. What do you mean?
When you say a shir, what is it saying?
What?
Say a shir.
No, what do you mean?
Sing shir. Say shir.
No.
He's asking why say shir.
What do you mean shira? I'm thinking in my heart now.
No, but it says two lashonos of saying.
What?
Saying with your mouth.
Oh, you mean because omeris? Well, once you say it's befiyah, so you have to say omeris. What did you say? Say hashir befiyah.
No, don't say befiyah. Zehashir omeris.
Maybe she writes it.
Maris?
Maybe she could say it.
Maris is not
really. I don't know. Okay. Very good question. I don't know the answer. All right. Okay. We'll see. Maybe we'll come up with something. Zehashir oimeres befiho bigolusa uva almanusa. And almanusa means that even though her husband is alive, but they call that Rashi in the Hakdoma called it almanus chayus. That is, she's an almona in the life of her husband, which means she's estranged from her husband, but she's. But so therefore she's like it for all intents and purposes. She's like it. Miyitein. What is she saying? Miyitein v'yishokeini ha-melech shloimoi minashiko yispiu k'mei me'oz. If he would only kiss me, the melech shloimoi, that's, I guess, in the moshel, maybe that's referring to his name. That's who she is. She was his wife. From the kisses of his mouth, like he used to. Okay, so that's what she's now. Let's think from Omeris Befiho. I don't know if I agree with you. People talk with their eyes. Don't people talk with their eyes?
They don't just hear, they express what? With their eyes, but they don't talk.
They can what?
They express with their eyes, but they don't talk.
That's talking, that's communication. That's a form of communication. I don't know if that's so schwer. But she's not just she's expressing this longing. See this forlorn look. See that she's craving. You could see she's how do you call it? Daydream. What's the word? Reminiscing about the past. And she wishes she could. But she says it out. She says it clear. It's clear. I assume that when you say something with your mouth, you have it clearer. You know, the halacha in Shmon Esrei is that you don't have to say the words. Because if you notice the Mishnah Brura, in Brochos, in Krishma, and in Birchas HaMozoim, he always brings a shayla of Hirur Kedibur. Whether if you mahara the words, is it since you just think the words is like Dibur. In Shmon Esrei, he doesn't bring that shayla. Because in Shmon Esrei, there's no din dibur. It's avodah shebalev. The dibur is only to focus the thoughts. And therefore, the lashon of the machaber is different. He says, you have to be mechatech hadvorim befihu. Mechatech means you mouth them. Just wondering if that's befihu. She has to say it befihu, but it doesn't have to come out. Anyway, I don't know. That's Tam Kedarshan. I'm not sure. But anyway, but Mechatech HaDvorim, and in the other places, it's a din of Dibur. Shema is v'dibartabom. Brocha is be'rachtes Hashem alikecho. But over here, the only thing is, it's interesting, I think there's, I have one subshat in the Bir HaLocha, that before the Anshik Nesak Doilo were Mesakin, then you had to say it out. Because you couldn't be Mesader Belev if there was no Nusach. Only if you say it out, because otherwise you'd be all discombobulated. But once they made a Nusach, you don't have to say it out anymore. Just look at the Nusach. And your heart can be... But then they said, so for that, the Chachom, the Midrabonon, they said, you have to be Mechatech Bepeh, otherwise you wouldn't focus. So maybe here too, it's a question of she's focusing on it. It's not just like that's just a longing, like a vague, maybe subconscious yearning, you know. Meitein, she's articulating it, and maybe the Chiddush is something else, you know. Maybe I always assumed, like the upshot of this whole Shir HaShirim to me is that every Jew. Because Shir HaShirim refers to Klal Yisrael, doesn't refer to, you know, only the Tzadikei Hador, that everybody has this yearning, this craving, this feeling, this love in their heart. But if this is taken literally, then not only does it mean that the Jew has it deeply buried in his heart, he's saying it. Yishokeinim shikaspeh befiyo be'oimeres befiyo. How can you understand that? How is she omeres befiyo? You take a Jew off the street. He's not religious.
No, all the things that he says, even if they're against Hashem, they're expressing a connection to Hashem through that, against negativity or whatever it is. Let's say.
You mean? I hear in your words, right. Yishokeinim. What you're really saying, in other words, they look at the guy, and the guy says, I'm angry at Hashem, and I'm mad. What you're really saying is...
I don't understand this exactly. Why, Mishkeinim Shikispil, therefore that applies to every Jew, why is that?
Oh, so this is a question. This is something I was gonna mention, but I was trying to get away with, because I don't have a good answer. It's the one kasha that I was asked, that I really don't have a chlorokite on, is how do I know that this is all speaking about every individual of Klal Yisrael. That's really what you're asking.
Yeah.
Maybe it's the Klal Yisrael in general.
Maybe it's not even the tzaddikim. It's just like Klal Yisrael.
No, Klal Yisrael. I'm saying, yeah. It can't be tzaddikim as opposed to the others, because there's no moshel and nimshel. It has to be either Klal Yisrael is compared to the almona, or everybody is compared to the almona. Each individual, because there's no differential there.
If you say Klal Yisrael,
what?
Klal
Yisrael has this.
What's that?
That's where I say the mushal and nimshal don't fit too well, if it's a collective feeling. Because it's who is it? The Klal Yisrael is like an almona. The Klal Yisrael, so what? Where each one of us has a little spark of that feeling, we put it all together into one big almona. I feel it doesn't make sense. I mean, I'm aware of that question. I've been asked that question. I feel it doesn't make sense, you know, because what's the moshel? This woman, her husband chased her out, and she's an almanus chayas, and this, and Klal Yisrael is what? We are. So we have the love. What do you mean we? Who's we? What are you? You? Me? Who? It must be this. I think that's pretty, I'm pretty satisfied with that, usually. Unless somebody's going to fight it. That's the only way to make, and he's right, you know. Otherwise, what? Who? Well, we have a collective sense. So it sounds so poetic, so beautiful.
The Torah does describe Klal Yisrael in a collective sense.
I think the rabbi could use it for a sermon.
One second. The Torah does very often use like a singular expression of...
Yeah, but that singular expression probably refers to singular also.
How could it be that not... None of the individuals love Hashem, but as a collective, we love Hashem.
Oh, yeah.
Whoa. What does that mean? Like, where's it from?
No, and then if it's only some, then it's not. It doesn't.
Only the some. Could that be? That doesn't make sense.
I would say it's the individual, and I would say that I hear an individual cousin says, "Oh, I don't believe. I'm so angry at Hashem. I'm so angry." Well, you know what you're really saying? You're really saying you want him to come to you. You want him to kiss you. You want him, you know something? You're right. That's what I want. That's really what I want. And it's true. I see all the time. I see all the time. And then I see something else. I had an experience yesterday. Nobody saw it. I spoke to someone yesterday. I didn't see it. Came in and out. A guy who came to me a number of months ago, and he was so turned off to everything. He had a rough life. He had a divorce and problems with the kids. A very complicated situation. And something started to click for him. He's a different human being. His religious, I mean, it was like the religious issues were, he himself said, he said, I'm in a different place, you know, because Hashem, like, smiled at him. One little smile. Oh, that's all. The guy, I don't believe I'm angry and angry. I want to. He'll smile at me once, I'll melt. I guess that's probably what it's about. Okay, let's go. Anyway, commercial music. Oh, Lefi. Now look at this. Sheyesh mekayim l'shem Ashkenaz al kaf al gav hayad v'al hakotev. Some places they kiss on the hand or on the shoulder. I guess different minhogim. Achani misave v'shoykekes liyosoy noyeg imi keminig horishon kechosan el kalo pe el pe. I am not satisfied with a kiss. A kiss on the hand was also a sign of something, you know. I guess a kiss on the shoulder was that also, you know. But I want peh el peh. And he misave v'shoykekes. I'm desiring, I'm craving, I'm not sure what the difference is, to that lios noyig imi, that he should be noyig with me, kemineg harishon. I want to reinstate the original relationship. Not just I want one kiss. That's not enough either. I want the relationship reinstated. Kechoson el kalo. Yeah, pe el pe. I want the relationship. Kechoson el kalo. There's another very, it's really not negeya so much, but it's just a piece I want to throw in. It's good for us to guide other people. Gemara says that the harchokas between a husband and wife in the time of nidus is a system of rejuvenating the relationship. Kekala b'chuposa. Every month they come back together. Kekala b'chuposa. It's like, you know, just when they stood the first time under the chuposa. And Agav, we found in outreach that this Taras HaMishpoch is one of the most powerful outreach tools. Because surprisingly, because it talks to one of the biggest problems that people have in marriage. And that's just, after a while, you know, it becomes trite, becomes boring. You start looking for something else.
Says that Hashem made this system for that purpose?
The Gemara says that's a benefit.
That's a benefit.
It's a benefit. I don't know, you know, but it's a benefit. And there is definitely such a benefit. And so, Kikala b'chuposa, so then the pshat is like this. But you have to have kala b'chuposa in a society where by the time they get kala b'chuposa, it's tried already, it's altasachin. You know, like, who knows what they did before. You never have what to rejuvenate the marriage to. But they're missing something. They got to be careful with this, because then somebody who did some stuff before, they give up. Okay, so you're a different person. I have to make speech, you have to speech. What's that?
Have to
play stick. Yeah, no, I'm just saying, but it's important to have that concept. It's helpful. Certainly to someone who's tempted but hasn't yet done anything, it's very important that people know that. That, like I tell them, hang in a little more and it'll all be worth it. It'll be worth it to be able to have, you know, with my line, the way I used to, I says, you guys, in your generation, you might be able to have a happily married life for 85, 90 years as a matter of norm. As a matter of norm, because, you know, life expectancy is increasing, and therefore the life marriage longevity is increasing. And who knows? Why should you not, you know, do it in the best way possible? Anyway, okay. So let's go. So lefishesh. Okay, ki tovim li doidecho. Listen to this. Tovim li doidecho mikol mishte yayin umikol oineg v'simcha. Because your friendship, the relationship with you, the love with you, is better for me than mikol mishtayayin, more than any mishtayayin, or mikol einek v'simcha, and any pleasure, and any form of happiness. Now that is a very powerful statement. Mikol mishtayayin, all right, so you don't understand why that's so important, you know. All right, mishtayayin, yayin, yayin yisamach levav enosh. Or mikol einek, any pleasure. Mikol simcha. I mean, people have simchas. They have simchas in the family. They have a wedding. They have a bar mitzvah. They have this simcha, that simcha, a bris, a kid, a da, da, da. Yeah, but this is more. Tovim doidecho miyoyin. That relationship that I have with you, that loving relationship that I crave to reconnect. And he's going to explain the moshel. This is even still in the explain the nimshel. This is even still in the moshel. But that's more than anything else in the world. It's such a the level of romance, the level of passion, the level of I don't know what to call it. It's enormous. Okay, let's just see a little bit more here. Let's just read this. Because Mishnah Berurah, for Loshen Ivri Hu Lios Kol Sudas Oinig V'Simcha Nikras Al Shem Yayin. So it's Lav Dafka Yayin, but any Suda Oinig V'Simcha in Loshen HaKodesh is called Yayin. Kinyishneema V'Esther El Beis Mishteh Yayin. When they went to Esther's Mishteh, they didn't just serve wine. You know, I'm sure she served a seven-course dinner. But they call it Beis Mishteh Yayin. It's called maybe the Yayin. Enhances everything, you know. They say if you have the right wine with the right course, you know, with the meat, you gotta have this wine, with the fish, you gotta have this wine, you gotta. There's something there that brings out the best. The Yeshaya Bashir Lo Yishtu Yayin, they're also referring to the Simcha, not just Yayin. For Yakino, Venevel, Vicholil, Vitoy, Yayin Mishteim. Yayin is more, I guess, more than that, I don't know. Zebir Mashmo. Okay. V'nemar, let's just do the dugma, okay, because we got to finish. V'nemar dugma shaloi al shem. What's the dugma? That was the moshel. Now we're going to do the nimshel. Shenosan lahem teirosoi. V'dibre moim ponim el ponim. What is that? What's the nosan lahem teirosoi? V'dibre ponim el ponim. What? No, I know. But what is that in the moshel? In shikoshein. Kabbalah's HaTorah is the greatest expression, and HaKadosh Baruch Hu's giving the Torah directly to Klal Yisrael, letting us hear, and we find from Chazal that really we heard everything, and it would have heard everything, except they said, Dabra HaToyim, Mono Klal Yisrael was afraid, but the Ralbag, I think it is, makes a cheshbon, how they really did get all the basics, because all the mitzvahs are marumas in Aseres HaDibris. He holds the thing. The whole Aseres HaDibris, I don't know exactly how that works. But Lemaisa,
we heard the first.
No, sir, that's, he says that they heard everything. And in that everything is marumas, everything. I don't know. I don't know. That's some say it's through the first two. I don't know. That's not clear to me. But whatever it is, but the two things. Number one, Hashem gave us this Torah. Number two, that he did it directly. Ponim al ponim. Yeah? Oisam doidim, and that love, that friendship that was expressed, oidim arev malei mikol shashua. This is something that's so powerful. They still feel that pleasure more than any other delight. I taina that this is why a Jew can't enjoy this world, because he's always comparing to the ultimate pleasure. His psyche, his neshama, remembers the ultimate pleasure. The ultimate pleasure was so overwhelming, was so fulfilling, was so exciting, was so more than mishta yayin v'simcha, was such a tainuk that it's mikol shashua. No matter what shashua, forgive me, but you give a goy a six pack in a place, a television, I don't know what you have to give him, you know, and everything's fine. He has a much lower standard for enjoying life because he never stood at Harsinai. He needs something. Because every the tzelem and the kim needs something, but the neshama that stood by Har Sinai and felt yishokeinim and shikoy spiu, you can't satisfy him. That's mikol mishteyayin v'simcha. And no matter what you give me, I still crave that, and that is so true today. You can't satisfy the Jew. The Jew's always running. You give him wealth, so he's running to do things with. He wants to give away the money. He wants to build. He wants to start a movement. He's going to start a socialism and communism and who knows-ism and this and that. Yeah, do whatever. Zionism, whatever he's doing, he has to do something. He has to try to make the world a better place because he's lacking some spiritual satisfaction. And all of these things, which are not the relationship with HaKadosh Baruch Hu, don't satisfy him. Because that's not really what he's craving. It's yoser ela spiritual. It's more included in that, but it's not the full thing. Mela, this is Mikol Shashua. And we have a havtocha from him that he will appear to us again. The secrets of the Torah. And we await his face. This Yishokeinim and Shikai Spiu. The Kayim Dvorav. I want to ask you one question, then we'll get out of here. Where is he? Where was he Mavtiach? Not in the Moshul and not in the Nimshul. Muftochim Me'aleim. Muftochim. What? Muftochim what? Muftochim Me'ito. Who? Where? On Har Sinai, he didn't make a Havtocha that he's going to appear to them again. And there really was a Havtocha. How do I know? Where do we find the Havtocha mentioned? What? Why? No, that's Lo Yimushu B'Picha B'Misara. No, that just means we won't forget the Torah. Where do we find the Havtocha? Havtocha that he'll appear again and reveal everything to us. What?
Last part of the Veltir.
What does it say? What? Yotata means we'll know. That doesn't say anything. Where do we find Havtocha? Oh, come on.
This is not good.
Come on, don't you have Bikiyas in the Siddur? These only Bikiyas in Shas. They don't have Bikiyas in the Siddur. Havtocha that he'll appear again to us and reveal the secrets to us. Something. Ichveis, reveal. He'll reveal himself again like he did at Sinai. What? 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 Why? Where? No, Shoem Melon. The world will come to recognize him. What? What do you say in Shemoneh Esrei? What? Even if it's not Pesukim, but what? Where? What?
Maybe Goyal.
That doesn't mean Mevayah. He'll be appearance. He'll appear. There'll be a set. What? Yes, I know. What?
Said
there for what? But where do we say? Let me give you one more hint. Where do we sing it? No.
Where do we sing what?
No. No. No.
Darn it!
Hashem Higla Ba'ana.
No.
Yeah, but that doesn't say. Well, where do we say that? That could be the past. I don't know which song to sing it for you. That too.
Who's the author? Shwaki?
It depends which tune you want to put to it.
Oh, it's probably the typical.
What's the after? What are we trying to figure out again?
I don't know which
tune.
No.
Wait. There's common words that songs are put to. Yiddinefesh and.
Oh, yeah. That's what they used to sing it like that. I can't do that.
You can do it.
I appreciate your encouragement.
It's not Yigdal. It's not.
No.
Someone
you guys are going to feel so.
Encore.
Come on.
Very steeply.
No. That's right. I want to know that he will appear again and reveal to us.
Ani Mammon.
Wait. He'll appear again and let us hear from him.
I think we have to delete this recording.
What?
I think we have to do this.
No, nobody knows who you are.
Wait, is it in Navi?
It's in the Siddur.
Siddur? Do we say it in Shacharis?
No. No.
Musa.
Yes.
Oh.
Who yashmienu?
What?
It says, Who elokeinu avinu akivashu? Who yashmienu berachem of sheinis le'enei kolchoy le'yois lochem lilukim ani Hashem lekechem. That refers to, again, just like we had a Maimon Har Sinai, Le'inei Kolchoy, and said, that we await, he'll reveal himself again.
Right there.
Where are the words from? That's like, maybe that's not Pesukim. But there must be such, there is such a kind. So, but now I have a better kasha. Now that you did so well on this question, where is it in the Moshul or the Nimshul? I found it in the Siddur. Where in the Moshul? He doesn't say anything like that.
Huh?
Yeah, where does it say muftochim? No, muftochim. Where do you find muftochim? Muftochim, there's no haftocha.
From
nobody says there was a haftocha in our Sinai. There was haftocha in the
we don't know anything.
In the Marshall there was a haftocha, and in the Nimshul there's a haftocha. Where do you find it? He says, that means in the Marshal there had to be, and in the Nimshul there had to be. What's that do? What are you insinuating? This is Purim Torah?
What?
It had, if he says that the Klal Yisrael is waiting Hashem to appear again, Muftochim means we're promised.
It
doesn't say Betuchim. Muftochim means I promised you. Where did I promise you? Not in the Marshal, where it says Yishokeinu Shikasa. The Chosin didn't promise the Kala that he's going to come back, and Hakadosh Baruch Hu and Har Sinai didn't promise us that he's going to reveal himself again. We don't see any indication.
Is it in Rashi's original setup of the entire thing that we were eventually going to come back?
What do you mean? What did you say?
The original, we don't have it here, but the original.
Oh, is there another print?
No, not the original, the Hakdama.
No, but it doesn't even say it.
Well, I get it. It could be very simple. If that much of a revelation from Bobby, it's not going to disappear. It's not going to go away.
Well, I think the pshat is very good. I think that's the pshat.
That's a pshat.
What? Hold
man,
1 second.
Come on.
Listen, you're just upset you couldn't figure out what was in the Siddur. Listen, like this. So the pshat. I think you're right.
You're doing good.
Listen, we gotta go. It's late. It's terrible. So yeah. So I think the pshat is like this. That the love that this person expressed to the Kala must have been so intense that if the pshat is, it's a love that could never end. It's endless. It carries with it this promise. It's so deep that even if it's on the rocks, and even if some temporary interference occurs, it's always going to come back.
You got the job.
And the same thing. What?
Said you've got the job. You can write the movie.
You can write the movie. Okay. We'll give it to Spielberg. Yeah. What? No. Muftochim means he expressed such a love that love is there was a permanence in that love, and if in fact at one point he has to exile us, it's only a strategic move to bring somebody back. That's included in that love. The love was so intense that if you now turned on me and threw me out of your house, it could only be because you want to rejuvenate the relationship. And the same thing with that's with the Chosan. Same thing with HaKadosh Baruch Hu. HaKadosh Baruch Hu expressed such a deep-rooted, permanent love to Klal Yisrael by giving us the Torah. Imagine that, giving us the Torah and trusting us with the Torah. This is the creation itself, all the koiches, chukos shemayim v'oretz. That means that I am no, our relationship is permanent. And even when I have to do something like a mid-course correction to kick you in the pants and kick you out to wake you up again and say, hey guys, come on back, let's do it right this time. It's all, there's included in that, buried in that as a promise. Because otherwise, that's how deep that love was. That's what you have to say, love. And it's very real in life too, you know. Sometimes you're dealing with children. So you have to be angry. It says you have to show, you know, show a certain anger because you have to teach a lesson. But the reality is that the parents' love is still there. They're for sure they're going to come together. And I see that in life too. When family, not necessarily friends, but when family are estranged, there's still some kesher there. There's something that I was very shocked at something I heard the other day about a family that I couldn't believe the extent. And I still didn't give up. I still maybe try something, but whatever. It's there. When the love is deep, when the love is deep rooted, when the love is in the bones, when the love is in the teva,
DNA.
When the love is in the DNA, that's the word I was looking for. So it's Mela, it's permanent. And anything in that seems to negate it is just a step in, but you know this kilo of promise that we'll be back again together again someday. Okay, so we finished the second pasuk.